Next case, please.
The next application is 11,815 Sally Locks and Sue Bardsley seek a variance from the side yard setback, sections 115-34B and 115-182B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of North Bayshore Drive and Georgia Avenue. The 911 address is 702 North Bayshore Drive, Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 235, map 3.16, parcel 62. Specifically, they're requesting a 5-foot variance, received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sue Bardsley, 32317 Turnstone Court, Millsboro, Delaware.
32317 Turnstone Court.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And you can just state your name when you go up to speak. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sally Laux. So we're seeking a variance for a home that we want to build on Broadkill Beach, and the uniqueness of the property is due to the narrowness of the lot, and the setbacks only allow for a 25-foot wide structure, which is not enough space allotted for the addition of a deck. Cannot otherwise be developed because of the narrowness of the lot. Adding deck would not conform with provisions of zoning and variances necessary to provide for this addition. Not created by the applicant, no, this issue is created by the limitations and sizes of the setbacks on Broadkill. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The addition of the deck does not detract from the character of the neighborhood or impair in any way the development of adjacent properties, nor is it detrimental to public welfare. We seek the minimum variance. The variance requested is the minimum variance that will afford relief and represent the best modification possible. The least modification possible. And when we submitted, we got the, did we give the site plan? So people should, they should have copy.
Yeah, a copy of the survey was included in their application, in your packet.
Right.
Okay, well, let's see if we have any questions from members of the board, and we'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
No question.
Mr. Hudson.
Not at this time.
Okay, Mr. Rickman.
Yeah, why can't you put the deck the front there, a little close to proposed drain field? Why can't you put the deck in there?
We have a deck there.
We have a small cantilever deck, but the water, we want to be able to see out to the water. If we put the deck there, it's just looking out to a telephone pole.
But you could put the deck there if you didn't want to look at the water. Is that correct? You could put it there.
I'm not. I guess so. I mean, it wouldn't even be. Like, I mean, we're seeking a 25-foot deck, and it's only a 24-foot wide house.
Well, you can make it 24.
We can make 24.
But you wouldn't encroach into the drain field, proposed drain field, so.
If we did do a deck on the back, larger than the one that we proposed, the cantilever deck, the house is 50 feet, so we only have 6 feet. If we wanted to make a larger deck, we would have to get a variance for that area. Mm-hmm.
Well, 6 feet, I think you'd be, you're in good shape. You got, what's your other deck there, 3 feet, 4 feet?
Yeah, it's just a small, it's 3 feet by five.
Yeah. In other words,
it's just a little step-out deck.
I guess my question to you is, the reason you want to put it on the side is so you can see the water, is that correct?
Correct.
And not in the back, but you could put it in the back if you had to.
I guess, I mean, I don't know really what that would involve, but I suppose. No. I don't really know. We've never explored that, so I don't know what criteria would be.
Yeah, we've had them at Broadkill up beach where they cantilever. Okay, over.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, no other questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I have no questions. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Is this is the house constructed now, or is it proposed?
It's proposed. This is all proposed.
Okay, so is this just a second story deck, or is it two?
It's two-story, first floor and second floor.
So you're asking for a first-floor deck and a second-floor
mm-hmm. yes. deck. They told us that we couldn't just have a second-floor deck.
Thank you.
You know that if you put your first floor deck on there. Okay? That you probably wouldn't have to, or are you going to cover the deck?
Neither of them will be covered. I mean, the first floor would be covered by the second floor, but the top floor one will not be covered.
Okay, because you could, you know, you could put your deck in there. You'd have to encroach 5 feet with that one.
So do we get a refund? No, I'm not sure what you're saying. So we didn't have to apply for a variance, is what you're saying?
If we just did the first floor, we'd have to apply.
No, she just said it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess one question I have, Mr. Rickery, may clarify. The first floor deck, because I see this is a pile elevated dwelling.
Yes.
Correct.
So is that first floor deck elevated 10 feet or so from the ground, or is it going to be on ground level?
Oh, no, it won't be ground level. It'll be elevated with the first floor.
Okay.
Which I believe is 9 foot. I'm not even really sure, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
So you're in a flood zone.
But it's compliant with all that. Mm-hmm.
What areas of the house do these decks serve?
The first floor serves a multi-purpose room that's on the first floor, and there's a den, and then the second story is off of the kitchen and the living room.
So would it be practical to say that your second floor deck would also be for like a grilling area off the kitchen? Or
I suppose. I mean, we hadn't.
Okay.
We don't have that, but
I'm not even sure we can grill on the second floor. I mean, I'm not sure we can
right.
have a grill.
I didn't know if that was a reason for needing a deck.
No, it's more really just about sitting out and being out, you know, expand, because the house, the footprint is so small. It's really just about extending the living space as much as anything
outside.
Else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your screen porch is on the first, second, or third floor?
And then the screen porch is on the top floor, second floor.
Top floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you. No other
okay.
questions.
Hearing no further questions.
Mr. Chairman,
I've got a couple.
One is that Georgia Avenue side there, it looks like your driveway is coming off of Georgia Avenue. Is there, do you know if the paving goes up to your property line, or is there a distance between where your property line is and the edge of paving? In other words, does your side yard look wider than it actually is because the roadway doesn't go up to it, or is it right up to the property line?
I'm not sure of the question. Like, is this our property line? Is that what you mean?
Dotted line there that's you know, that you see there where it's that appears to be your property line from the survey.
Correct. And you're asking if that's also the road edge right there,
or if there's a gap there, because sometimes we see where
I think it's pretty tight.
Okay. So you think the edge of paving probably goes right up to the property line?
I would say yes.
Okay. Is there, I take it you don't believe this will block any views from the road or anything, having it that close?
Block
any
from
a drivability standpoint?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Would it, explain to me again, I mean, have you looked at moving the house closer to Bayshore Drive and putting the deck back there? And I guess I say it because it looks like your building envelope, you would have space for this deck.
On this lot, we did not explore that, because we really kind of want to be as close to the water as we can. The way that they designed the septic, this neighbor here, their septic fields are all here. I don't really understand all the septic things that go on, but there's septic fields like right here.
Okay.
So we didn't even explore it. I mean, we didn't explore that as an option.
Well,
because I'm not sure that would address the variance issue.
Yeah, I don't know from what I'm hearing from looking at the survey and what you're saying. I don't know how that their septic would affect your ability to build on your property. Is the concern that if you were to put, I guess my thought is, if you were to move the dwelling, the deck that you're proposing is 6 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you were to put it, instead of on the side of the house, to the rear of the house and move the house 6 feet forward, it would appear that you would probably have space there within the building envelope to fit that.
Well, the main concern is that the way that the dwelling is set right now on the lot, we're obstructed from seeing the water.
So
there's a house right in front of us. If we didn't have the deck, we can't view the water.
So the water is on the lot eight side of the property?
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, so the edge of your house can't see that?
Mm-mm. That's correct.
The front edge would be more obstructive.
Is the placement of your deck going to block any views of neighbors, perhaps on the other side of Bayshore Drive, of the water?
Not to my knowledge, just because of the design, you know, the road.
Because we're 10 feet off the road, and the deck is 10 feet off the road, and so it doesn't obstruct any of the neighbors.
Okay, because what I'm looking at is if you were to continue, it looks like southwest on Georgia Avenue, there looks like a lot that would be across the street of Bayshore Drive to you, correct?
Are you talking about southwest?
Looking at the survey.
Right?
Yes, southwest.
So this is north, so this is, you're talking about over here?
That's southwest.
Southwest, you're heading southwest on Georgia Avenue, so you're going Bayshore Drive's here. There's a lot across the street, correct? Bayshore Drive?
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, the street. There's the street right across.
I've never really looked at that house to tell you. I mean, I can't imagine that it would be obstructed, but I mean, I don't really know how that house is oriented over there. But there are houses on every corner, except we're the last corner to build a house.
I guess my question was, would that placement of the deck there, would it block a view from that neighbor across the street?
To the best of my knowledge, it would not.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. All I need to know. No, I have no further questions.
Okay. Hey, hearing no further questions.
Question.
I'm sorry.
How do you see the water?
On the side there.
How do you see the water?
Yeah, you got one, two, three houses in front of you? Four?
Well, they've done a lot of work, the people on the other side of Georgia. I mean, it might come to us. These houses are still quite low, actually. All these three houses on the other side of Georgia are still low. So
if they build like you do, they'll block you.
They might. It's hard to know, but the way that they've widened the roads and they've built up the dunes, I mean, the way that this house is set, they're kind of staggered in a way that it's pretty easy to see.
Okay.
So, pardon me if I may. The neighbors to the northeast of you, so like lot eight, they're a smaller house? They're not three stories.
They're like one of those like octagonal houses, one of those kit like houses.
Okay, but how tall are they?
It's as tall as ours.
Oh, tall
proposed.
As yours. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I misunderstood you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further questions? Workman, any more questions?
No.
Oh, okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant, since this building has not been built yet, I think they can reconstruct this building, being to the point where they can not be in violation of the setbacks. I believe that they could put a deck on in the rear. This is not. I know the reason they're trying to say that the reason is because they can't see the water. Well, there's a lot of people were probably alongside her that can't see the water either, but I don't believe that is a reason to encroach into the county setbacks if it's not not be otherwise developed. It can be developed. There's no reason why it can't be developed, and I believe the applicant's creating their own practical difficulty. That's my motion.
To deny?
To deny it.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman, is that we deny case number 11,815. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Beckers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,815 is denied. Next case, please.